All right, welcome to the very first podcast with the Vaughns. And we don't have to keep that name. If you want to change it, we can change it to something else. That's
Okay.
the best that I could come up with. So I'm Bill Vaughn, and you are.
Gravon.
So on this first one, it's just going to be the two of us. In the
Yeah.
future, we'll have Beckham and Reese and.
Her two younger siblings.
And we'll see what it takes to get mom on it. I don't know if mom will join us or not. But what's the reason for this podcast?
To just check out life, how it's changed and stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
And check on the family.
Just to talk to you and ask you questions. It's an opportunity for you to ask me questions or your brother's sister a question or two. And then people and the family can listen back to it and find out what's going on in our lives because we are so busy so often that we don't
Never, yeah.
take the time to call family members and loved ones and tell them how much things have changed. I mean, for instance, look, dude, you just started tackle football at Hillsboro. So this was your very first week with that. You've been doing flag football for how many years?
Two or three, maybe.
Okay.
Since third grade, so.
Yeah, and you've gotten pretty obsessed with it. And naturally, the next stage is middle school tackle football.
Yeah.
So, how did you feel after your first week of it?
First week, it's something else. I mean, flag and tackle feel two whole different things. Tackle. It's a lot harder, in my opinion, just practicing than flag, but I haven't gotten into a game yet, so I'm not fully sure about that. But it's definitely something else.
And you
Like,
haven't done actual tackling drills yet,
we
because
haven't.
you're
We've.
just doing conditioning, right?
Yeah, but we have been like running and then like hitting like the bags and
Oh,
stuff.
like the big dummy bags?
Yeah. Those.
Do y'all have a sled out there? Are you pushing a sled? Do you know what that
No.
is?
No.
So the sled in football is a pretty cool thing. It's players get in front of it and coach stands on it or
Coach might fall when he's
well
on it.
it's got handles for them to hang on
Oh.
to it and then coach says hike like that and if you're a lineman you jump up you put your hands on the sled and you start pushing it and it slides down the field so it's a way to get good exercise in and work on mechanics and stuff like that but some have weights on them not necessarily a person standing on it. It's just big weights from the gym that sit on it.
Oh, well, we've just been like hitting bags, and then we've kind of been doing the same thing, except for there's been one change up. If we were w walking at the end to the field when he said to jog, so he made us run a lap around the field. And yeah, we've just been running routes like the zero, the one, the two, the 2.5, the 2.6, pretty sure. And then the like three, four, five, just 7 was our coach's first touchdown when he was a kid in tackle football. He calls it the 7. It's like a post, but then he cuts back.
Yeah, football doesn't seem that different from when I played. I didn't play very many years. I just played a couple. My main sport was wrestling, which Hillsborough doesn't have, which I'm disappointed in because I'd love for you to
Try out.
try out for the wrestling team and see what you thought about it because I feel like you'd be good. But football doesn't seem much different. I mean, it's the same when at Fort Payne High School, when you went in the locker room, it was a basic locker room, kind of like what Hillsboro is, even though you told me Hillsboro was kind of in the bathroom.
It was, yeah.
But you have lockers and do they have a weight room?
I haven't seen that much yet. I doubt it. I don't think so.
Yeah. It's not
It's such a small school.
like how much different is it than Father Ryan?
Father Ryan.
But Father Ryan's locker room was the high school locker room, correct?
Yes.
So you didn't.
Father Ryan is a high school.
So Father Ryan's not. They don't have a middle school. Okay.
Father Ryan was awesome, though. Like, they had LED lights. It was awesome. It was like Independence's, which you didn't see that, but it was dark and there was LED lights flashing to hype music and stuff.
Is that where the Furies will go?
Yes, that's where they will go.
So you go St. Matthew's.
If they get accepted.
Father Ryan.
Julia's already.
Well, with Julia already being there, the odds of the other siblings getting.
Yeah, very high.
You know, they're going to have. How many? They'll have 7 total kids in private school.
Unless they decide to
Place them. Teddy won't go for a couple years. But when it's all said and done, they'll have about $1 million in tuition spent through private schools.
Yeah.
But no, football's not that much different. How do you feel about going into middle school, though, from Perry Creek? Because now you're top dog at Perry Creek, man. 5th grader.
Yeah, but.
Oldest. You're comfortable. The school's in our community, so, you know, you don't have to go anywhere, essentially. You could walk home, you walk to school every day. It's pretty awesome. I mean, you live in a bubble. I grew up totally different, but how do you feel about middle school? Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous, actually. It's just something different. Like, I'm kind of excited, more of nervous, like less, but I'm excited that we actually get lockers. Like,
yeah.
There was people back then that used to complain because we had cubbies instead of lockers, and a lot of schools have lockers, and I prefer lockers too. So.
Yeah, I can't really remember my middle school. You know, I do remember my middle school didn't have lockers.
It didn't?
No, we didn't.
Did you have cubbies?
I don't remember. I don't think we had lockers. I don't think I got a locker until I went to high school.
Wow. I thought that, like, back then everyone had lockers, even in elementary school.
But when I was in middle school, we only had, like, 4 periods during a whole day.
Pretty sure you have, like.
Now you have, like, 7, right?
Yeah, 7. Yeah.
In high school.
Or 8.
Maybe in high 8. School, I had that. And I liked it. I mean, you're changing up so quick.
Yeah, I'm excited because it's something different, so you don't have to feel the same. Like, it's a different school. You have more periods, all that. Because in elementary school, it was just, like, long math, long ELA, long science, long social studies. But now it's something different, how it's all shorter. It's like 40 minutes each period.
Yeah, you'll go by really quick. But you'll have more homework in different classes.
Yeah, but when we went to the field trip to Hillsborough, they said, I expected a lot more homework, but it's actually not a lot. You just have some almost every night on math.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I mean, your Hillsborough school is going to be much smaller than, you know, the neighboring schools around here. It's how many students did he say were in the school? They used to cruise around anywhere from 450 to 500 students, and now they're down to like just over 300.
Really?
All after the pandemic, yeah, because so many kids went private, started going to private schools.
Wow.
But this location out here, I mean, we're in Franklin, Tennessee. We're out essentially in the country. I mean, we're right beside Leapers. And I just don't see, you know, it's not the big boom of people moving in around this area. Now, there's a lot of people in our community. I mean,
from California, a lot.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of people in the community. There's 3,000 plus homes. And so you have all this community basically supporting the school systems around us, because Leapers is not growing really, because the way it's set up. So I don't see Hillsboro getting much bigger, you know, in the next several years that you're there before you go to Independence. But I'm excited for you. Middle school's a big jump. I'm a little nervous for Beckham and Reese not having you at Perry Creek, but I think Beckham will step up and I think he'll be fine.
I agree, but to be honest, being the oldest, like, at school, it's not that hard. All you have to do is, as he would do, it might be a change for him since he's in third now. He's going into third. He might be doing something else because last time he'd always come down way before I did. So I'd come down the steps and see him and Reese waiting there for me, and we'd just walk out the door. But it might be something different for him. Like he might get down before her, and then she comes out later and gets her and goes.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a change for us, too, getting you to school and from school. Yeah. Here in the beginning of school, you've got football every day. So you'll stay and have practice, and then we'll come pick you up after practice, which actually, now that I think about it, that's actually a good thing for us because we don't have to fight that, the traffic, you know, the school, people getting out of school. And then taking to school, we're probably going to have to divide and conquer on that and carpool.
Yeah.
So we'll get with your friends and carpool and stuff like that.
But I thought, like, you guys said that we would carpool with people. They would come and carpool with us instead of me going.
No, you would go with them some days to make it easier on us.
Oh, okay.
Because the several mornings during the week that I have to be gone so early to get to work or have early morning conference calls, and I can't take you guys to school, and Cece does that, so... she can't be two places at once. So, and the Beckham and Reese can't get into school till 8:30. So, me may have to take you earlier in the morning to school.
Yeah, and the principal gets really mad when you come early. Like, not the Hillsboro one, but the Perry Creek one. If you'd come early for Walker Bikers, she'd get really mad.
Yeah.
If you came, some people were coming at 8 o'clock, and it opened at 8:30.
Yeah, it's probably not a lot of good stuff happening from 8 to 8:30, if you got idle hands of kids that are just showing up to school and goofing off. And I guess there's no supervision, so if somebody got hurt.
There isn't.
Yeah.
That's why the principal had to shut down playing games. Like, people would play, like, keep away and stuff. But the principal had to shut it down because there was no advisory what was going on.
Yep. All right, so what are we going to do else are we going to do with this podcast other than talk about what's going on? So we're going to maybe interview some cool people.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fun. I want to interview the Matthews kid. It'd be cool to interview like Jeff Condra and Brandon Robinson. You don't know those people.
I don't know any of those people.
They're my friends in the neighborhood. And we don't know the Matthews kid either. But the story behind the Matthews kid is before he was 16 years old, he was, I think he was 14, maybe 15.
Didn't he start the, like, mowing thing where he'd go to people's yards?
Yeah, and because he wasn't old enough to drive, I'm guessing him and his dad, or maybe it was just him, built a trailer that he could put behind his bicycle, and he would put a push mower, a weed eater, and a blower on a trailer and bike it around the community and mow people's yards for money. And he got enough people to mow yards where he then bought himself a golf cart, and then he would put the mower and the blower and the weed eater on the back of the golf cart, and then he got enough money where he bought himself a truck, and he has Matthews Lawn Service in the neighborhood, and I don't know how many yards he has, but it seems like a bunch. I see him all over the place. I know he has another kid that works with him now, so that's really cool. He started his own business and he's grown it. And I know Jeff has done the same thing. Jeff retired here, moved from California, He sold his business in California, moved here, and was super bored, and started a landscaping company. A lawn service company and fertilizer company, in just in the neighborhood. And I know he has over 300 homes that he services.
Wow.
So he started a business, and you know, me and mom want you to go to college, but one thing they don't really talk about much in school. I know you guys had the, what was that thing you had this year where you went and pretended like you started a business?
Oh, BizTown.
BizTown.
It's fun, actually. It makes you really kind of not, it makes you not look forward to being older, but like makes you realize that it's not all that bad. It's like, some of it's fun.
Well, it's important for you to know that we want you to go to college. We want Beckham and Reese to go to college, but the landscape has changed in the world and the economy and everything else, and college may not be in the cards for one of you. You may not want to go to college. You may... And so it's important for you to get exposure and learn that you can start your own business and you can do things independently on your own to be successful. And a lot of the most successful people didn't go to college and they started their own business, worked really hard. And it's really good to talk about it and to listen to people who have done it, successfully done it, so that one day that may be an option that you want to do. And when we get into the later years, having to buy cars for three kids, and we may ask you to step up and help with certain things like, you know, pay for your own gas and anytime you go out, pay for your own food. And in order to do that, you have to have a job. And so if you started your own business, whether you were mowing lawns, whether you're doing cleaning out gutters, I don't know, but I think it would be fun to interview those people on a podcast and have you ask them questions from perspective of a 11, 12-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be able to do that. And then we can interview friends.
Like the Fearies, they have like eight kids, yeah, maybe?
Seven kids, right?
Seven, maybe, but...
Family of nine. 10 counting Lucky the dog.
Would be 11 if Potato was still alive.
Yeah.
I remember, didn't Potato die like a year ago?
It's been a while, yeah. Potato was a hamster.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll interview what's it like to be a sibling of seven. I can't imagine because I've just got Uncle Jason as my only sibling. So I grew up with one other and he was a boy. You got to deal with a boy and a girl. And goodness gracious, Reese is a handful.
Yeah, she's something else.
So she's going to be something else as she grows. And me and Mom have both said it multiple times. She's going to be some type of leader / boss / delegator.
Yeah.
Because she is a professional delegator at this moment in time.
Yeah, she always wants to run stuff by herself, which I can see a lot of people like want to do that. Like, I mean, I kind of do that too. Like, I want to be like in control sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, that's a good characteristic and a good quality, and I appreciate that. But I think I've learned the most in my life when I wasn't in control.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When I'm doing something that's uncomfortable, that I'm not used to, and I'm having to watch, learn, or do it with someone who's very skilled at it and knows how to do it.
And true.
I'll give you an example. How many years now have I been building gates?
Maybe like five.
Okay, so I started a gate building business in our community, and it has taken off.
Yes, it's awesome.
And at this current moment, I'm still overwhelmed. So I started the business 7 years ago. Well, I started building gates 7 years ago. Over 400 to date that I've built in this neighborhood. And I can say pretty confidently that I am very proficient at building a gate. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, like not exactly easy going, but you're good at it. You can do it like
quickly and yeah. efficiently. And I didn't realize that until I had to teach. Do you remember the young?
Yeah, I remember him. I was about to ask you, didn't you hire some people to work or were you teaching?
I've done several different ways that I've hired people. I've tried to outsource it, let other people build it.
And they didn't work out, did they?
Did not work out. And the reason was, is because...
It was our garage that we were working in?
Well, when I tried to outsource it, it didn't work out because the quality was not there. The people building it just did not do a great job. And because they weren't as skilled in building them. And it is a unique item to build. So then I thought I would teach Preston how to do it. And I didn't realize how much... what's the word? I didn't realize how many, because I'd done so many, there's all these little things in quality that I do that I don't think anything about because I've done it so many times. When you're sanding and when you're caulking and when you're painting. And so I do things very quickly. And so in my mind, I thought that Preston should have been able to hammer out those details with the same quality and the same time that I had if I showed him how to do it. But even after showing him how to do it, he struggled to do that. And so my point here is the fact that a lot of times not being in control and learning from somebody who's proficient, you can learn the most when you're trying to accomplish a task or you're learning something new. It's just like in school. Why are you in school? You're in school to learn. You're in school to learn things you don't know. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. And so that's why it's important for us to sit down and talk to people who have accomplished something really awesome, whether it's building something or creating something or learning a new subject matter and really being invested in the conversation and invested in learning so you can grow and get better. And so having that mentality is only going to make you a better person. It's only going to make you smarter. And then ultimately what happens is later in life, because of you having a learner's mentality, at some point, somebody's going to say, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. This guy's very educated. Let's put him in a leadership position. And what is leadership? It's you're in control of a lot of things. So it just benefits you down the road. So I think it's important for us to reinforce that and teach you.
Yeah. So what made you get into building gates? Like, you've done it for a couple of years, but you kind of just started randomly. Like, it came out of nowhere, and it just kind of went with it. So,
that's a good question. Moving here with two dogs, two young kids, because when we moved here, Reese wasn't born yet. Reese was in mom's belly.
And Beckham was like 2 months old.
No, he was more than that. He was, Beckham was a year old.
Year?
No, he was, when we moved here, Beckham was.
I thought mom said 2 months.
Well, no, because when we moved here, mom was pregnant with Reese. And so Beckham would have been at least a year.
Yeah, at least a year and a half.
So I would say a year and a half, maybe 2 years old. So that's young. I mean, can you think back? That seems like that was so long ago. I mean, having a two-year-old around is a lot. And so some other houses in the neighborhood had gates, but they didn't look like the porch railing. They were just like baby gates that were put up. And I think what sparked the whole gate thing was when Beckham used to go out the front door, down the steps, naked, and go pee out front on the bushes. and we're not in the country. Do you remember that's what Scott and Chris says was their first introduction to Beckham?
Really?
Beckham standing out front naked peeing in the grass?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's how they first met Beckham. That and...
How old was he when he did that? Like 3?
Oh, no, like probably 2. It was right after we moved here. 2.5.
He was... Wow.
Yes, he was tiny. So when you've got young kids like that and 2 dogs, 2 Brittany Spaniels that were used to roaming and being able to be let out and run, we had to keep them somehow contained if we did open the door. And you and Beckham, you know, you would just go to the front door and open it up and go outside. It's not, you know, that wasn't uncommon for us in Tuscaloosa because we had in a bigger community, bigger yard.
But our yard was like downhill, like.
In Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
It was more uphill. And then it kind of sloped and went down, but yeah. But we had a huge back deck. I mean, our backyard was like twice the size of our entire lot here in West Haven. But to answer your question, I got into it out of necessity. And then I built ours. And then a neighbor wanted one. And then mom said, you should start charging for those.
What was the neighbor?
AJ. I think it was AJ.
Isn't AJ the one that like walks takes the care dogs. Of dolls?
Yeah, dogs. Yeah. She walks the dogs. Do you know that she walk like so she's a dog walker. Every single day she walks like 15 miles walking dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean that's a good workout and you get money off it.
Yeah.
And you need to get, like,
you need the healthy. Exercise, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so and then it just, we put an ad on Facebook that said I'd build a porch gate. The very first one I did was Garrett Miller.
Is he?
He's in the neighborhood, and he sold his house, but if he was still living in that house, I would go over there and rebuild that gate for him for free. Not only because he was my first gate build, but yeah. So I started it and it just kind of took off. And then now it's all word of mouth. Now I'm backed up 6 months.
That's a lot.
I give away a free gate at the end of the year, every year for Christmas.
Really? Huh? You've never said that.
Yeah. I don't think I've told mom. Mom knows. The very last gate that I work on every single year is for free. So the very last one that I hang right before Christmas is for free, no matter what size it is or who it's to. I never know.
How do you give it away?
I just build it, install it, and then tell them they don't owe me anything, that it's tradition that I do.
Okay. They're the lucky ones.
They're the lucky ones.
So,
and if it happens to be a big one, then I lose time and labor and all that stuff, but that's a Christmas present.
Yeah. Maybe I could help sometime with Gase because you have a lot to do.
Yeah, and there's stuff you could learn to do. I tried to get...
Even though building, I feel like, isn't my thing. I'm not a big building person.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, I've never really tried it out a lot, but I'm not a craft person. But maybe building something different. It's like something big, not tiny. Like something, just using glue and stuff to make cardboard things and like crafts that you can buy as toys. I don't find that much fun like Beckham and Reese do. I don't know.
I don't necessarily know that I just love building things. I mean, I build things to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish, right? But... Like the big TV system for cornhole.
Oh, that,
like
yeah.
I built that out of stuff that we had in the garage. And so my mentality was, okay, spend no money on this. This is build everything from scraps that you have in the garage.
Which it turned out amazing.
But it could only be designed and built based off what access I had to the materials I had, right? if I had to go back over and do it again, I would have done it completely differently. But I enjoy solving problems. That's what I love to do. Is there's an issue, I love solving problems. And the, you know, the gate was a problem that we had. We needed a gate, so built a gate, problem solved. But then guess what? So many other people in this community had the same problem. Kids getting out, dogs getting out. So then the gate business is born. Franklin Woodworks is born. Do y'all talk about business much in school?
No, we actually don't. We just talk about, like, when we were preparing for BizTown, we'd do a lot of things like checks, different types of banks, stuff. But that was because I was the cashier, as you could say. But they didn't call it that. I can't remember what they called it.
Customer relations. Isn't that what you called it?
No, it was, I don't know, but it was one that I thought would be a good job, but turns out it was great, but I didn't know at the time that it was one of the worst companies you could get.
But you just, it's luck of the draw, right? You didn't choose your company.
I chose it on accident.
Oh.
I didn't know anything about the jobs. I was just like, oh, a cashier would be fun. But I chose the one company that no one ever goes to. Like the first day we made $60, every other business was making like $300.
Wow.
We were terrible.
But why did you choose that one?
Because I just wasn't sure, and I thought that it would be cool just to be on something different. Everyone was trying to choose one special company, like the DJ. They wanted to be in the, like, pet store. But I was just like, well, if everyone's going to choose these big things, I might go for something that I know I could probably make.
Mm-hmm.
And my first job was, like, the police officer of the place, like the mayor's bodyguard and stuff. But I didn't get the job. And I got my second option, which was the job that wasn't the greatest job because it wasn't a big company. And my friends that had already been there, like George and the Furies, he said that that was a terrible company anyway because never sold well. Because the company was crafts and stuff. I was the cashier, and I had people that would make things from scratch, like out of just materials, and we'd make like bracelets and all that, but everyone else is just like, oh, I'd rather have things that were already made and just go get them that are cool, like massage sticks that you can use to massage your back. And pet stuffed animals. But our company, we had one thing that sold very well. They were dog tags. You could customize them yourself. They were silver, just plain silver, and you could customize them. So everyone would love to come and...
Like get stickers and put on them and stuff?
No, you get to customize them with a Sharpie if you want, or we have our people that could make them by themselves. And
oh, you had like artists in the back,
yeah,
that would draw something for you.
Yeah, but the rooms were like really, really, really small. We had just a table like connected to the wall in the back, and then another small table right there where you just sit, and there's a computer on two of the tables. The one in the very back connected to the wall was where the people that... The artists, as you should call them, would make them. And a lot of people didn't choose for the artist to make them. So I got my own dog tag, and I loved it. I thought it was a great thing to buy. And it was the only thing that was selling well. But we also had like these flashlight pens that were selling for a lot. But something turned around. Like our second day, everything moved, like our momentum. We kind of changed up things. This wasn't what the teachers probably meant or wanted us to do. We kind of cheated the system. What we did was, it was the final moments before BizTown was ending. We had made like maybe $100 and we had to pay off our debt that we had to owe to make our company. And
what was your debt?
We had to make like 100 something dollars.
Okay. So you're kind of almost in the negative.
Yeah. And we were like, oh gosh, we're never going to owe it. It was the last 30 minutes. And then we were like, customers were coming. And if you had below $3 on your money that you have, you were supposed to spend all your money. If you had below $3, you get an A. So what we do is in the final 30 minutes, we say, we'll price this item for whatever you want. And they were just like, okay, just, I don't care. I don't even care for that item. Just give me the A.
They were excited for the deal.
They wanted, to spend their money at the exact amount so they could get the A. So they weren't caring for the items. They wanted the A in the final moments.
That's pretty smart. I don't know if you cheated the system at all. I just think that you...
I came up with the
idea. You put together a value proposition because of the scene, because of the scenario you were in. It's pretty smart. I didn't know that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but I came up with that. And so what I ended up doing was, it was the final 10 minutes before BizTown shut down. I went to my store just to help pay off our debt and didn't buy anything. Just hit the right amount because you can go to your store and check your amount on your computer and like search up the person, their PIN number, and you'd see that amount. And then you'd say to the store, I want to spend this exact amount. And we'd just say, okay, whatever. And that's how I got to exactly $0, 0 cents. Exactly broke. But that's what I wanted. And we were at like $100. We still had $100 to pay off. In the last like 30 minutes, we paid off all our debt and made an extra $200.
Dang.
We made $400 the second day. And the first day, we only made 60. We had the most money made out of all the companies the second day. And that's the worst company that my teacher literally said, I won't be mad at you if your company doesn't pay off your debt because of there's never, almost never, ever been ever at our school pay. This company has like never paid off their debt ever at Perry Creek.
Wow. Until you?
And we were one of the first ones.
That's pretty awesome.
Good job. To actually pay off the debt.
Wow.
Because our company was terrible, but every other company had paid off their debt.
Yeah. Because they were, yeah, I see what you're saying. That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. It was, felt so good when we paid off our debt.
So that's cool, though. You get to experience business in that manner, because most, I don't feel like, I mean, when I was in school, even in college, it was, never was there an opportunity in any school setting for me to learn what I've learned owning my own business or working in business with my real job. Just, you know, your profits and losses and what it costs to do business in an economy that's been up and down. It's been interesting. So you're back into Fortnite now.
Yeah.
I feel like you were heavy in Fortnite, and then you got a PS5 from Mimi and G-Daddy.
That's when I got heavy.
Well, that's when you got heavy into Madden. I feel like you stopped doing Fortnite and started doing Madden. Because I was into Fortnite with you on your first round of going, you know, playing it a lot. And then you showed me the documentary on Booga, and I got all into it. And then when you started playing Madden, I stopped playing Fortnite.
Well, you stopped because I had stopped. Because what had happened is you started doing work and I asked you, but then you said you couldn't because of work, and I just stopped asking you. As you said, I started going into Madden, but Madden, I got, that was like, it was, what I had done is I had dreamed of getting a PS5. I had dreamed of it, like, for years, getting Madden 23 at the time, but now Madden 24 is out, which is way better. Madden 23, I dreamed of having. I had it on the PS4, but the graphics.
Hold on, Madden 24 doesn't come out until July 15th, right?
You're thinking
right?
of Madden 25. Madden 24 came out this year, but the one that I had always wanted to get a PS5 so I could get the Madden 23 with good graphics, that was last year. So I dreamed of it. I'd always want it. I had Madden 23, but the PS4, it made Madden 23 look like Madden 20.
Yeah.
Like.
What's Madden 25 going to do?
Be crazy. It's going to. But College Football 25 has all the hype.
Like, so are you gonna stop playing Fortnite and just do Madden?
College Football 25. That's not Madden.
Because have we still got a deal? That's your birthday present on July 15th?
Yeah.
And then on August 5th, I mean, that's my birthday. On August 28th.
9th.
29th, August 29th. It's just going to be crickets around here. You're not getting anything. Because you will have already gotten your present.
Yeah. But it's really cool because I'd always wanted the PS5 because my friends, the Furies, they had it. And I played on it. And I was like, I wanted to keep playing so bad. But I had to, since it was theirs, I couldn't ask to play it. So every time we'd play, that's why sleepovers were so fun. We'd always play Madden, do Madden tournaments, and I'd played on the PS4 on Madden 23, dreaming of playing on the PS5, that I'd put so much time into it that I'd win every single tournament we'd play, like who's the best. I'd win every single time. It'd always come down to George and I in the final. What would happen is it'd always be Beckham and George. George would destroy Beckham, and then I would have a close game to William, and William would get really mad because he lost.
and then you'd play George.
Yeah, and then I'd come in clutch. I'd be losing, and then all of a sudden I'd just start picking up momentum and win every time. But now we've stopped playing those tournaments because like William doesn't like playing me anymore, because the tournaments always end the same way. It's always me winning. So we stopped playing it. And then once I got the PS5, I didn't get Madden 23 because obviously Madden 24 was out, which had Bryce Young, and that's what I was excited about. And yeah, I remember my first match on Madden. It was me as the Panthers, and I was versing the Titans with Will Levis. And it was so fun.
Well, that's cool. I mean, the PS5 definitely has created a whole nother level of addiction in this house. I'm glad you guys have it. I mean, I'm also happy to see you and Beckham. I mean, you guys come in from, you know, whatever we have to do, and you guys are hopping on your bikes and taking off in the community and going to play football or going to hang with friends. We're truly, truly, truly blessed. I mean, I still feel the shock of living in such a fairy tale land where,
yeah,
you know, you three kids can grow up in a very unique environment. When I was growing up, it was very rare. I had play dates, but
you didn't live close to your friends.
Yeah, there wasn't friends because we lived on the mountain in Fort Payne at Mimi and G Daddy's. And so there wasn't I didn't have access to it. It's not, and you're a product of your environment, right? And And so a lot of the reason why I believe I love problem solving so much is because of G-Daddy. G-Daddy was, that was, if there was something to be done.
He was that guy.
But he would do what I do, which is stare at something for a little while and come up with a solution to the problem that's in front of you. And if you can't come up with a solution, for instance, a couple weeks ago, I was building on the TV system out there, and I had a conundrum in front of me, a problem in front of me. And I picked up the phone, called G-Daddy, and I was like, look, here's my situation. And I was like, I can't figure out the solution to it. And he's like, all right, well, walk away from it and come back to it in just a little bit. And I was like, oh, that's smart. So I walked away from it, came back, stared at it for a few minutes. You know, light bulb goes off. Hey, here's how I fix my problem. So I tell you that because you're a product of your environment, and your environment here is very social.
Very.
Yeah, and we saw that during COVID. I mean, you've experienced something in your lifetime with those years of COVID where, you know, we're at the house. Do you remember that, though?
I remember COVID.
Do you remember, like, us out front, all the parents on each porch? We're, like, talking, and it's the middle of the work week where everybody should be at work. You should be in school. And we're all standing around, and we're, like, you kids are, like, 2 foot apart. And a parent goes, hey, 6 foot apart, 6 feet apart. I cannot believe that we did that.
And I remember
it lasted one day, only a day, but
yeah, but I remember we were just like, I was like, is it okay? And you were like, yeah, just for now.
Yeah, I don't.
Just that one day.
But we didn't know what to do. You have to I mean, as parents, you know, there's a lot of times you look at us and say, oh, well, they have all the answers. But
yeah,
that was one of those moments. We didn't know what to do because we don't know what to believe.
But we only got COVID twice. And to be honest, when we had COVID, I didn't feel any symptoms. Like, I wasn't bad at all. I was fine. Every time I've had the flu, it's not been great at all. Like,
yeah. But I would say we're not, I mean, I don't know. We're not a very sickly family. So, but yeah, so you're a product of your environment. So growing up, I watched G-Daddy solve problems all the time. And, you know, when there was something at the house. And so whereas you're out running around, you know, you don't, I don't know. I may have to think about that a little bit because you see me solve problems and you see me build things, but
yeah,
you don't actively
do it.
Do a lot of those things with me. I did a lot with G-Daddy when I got older. When I, you know, was in later middle school and high school, I started wanting to learn different things. And G-Daddy did a lot of mechanic work on cars. And, you know,
he still does. He kind of stopped, but
no, he still does. Like all of his cars, like he does a lot of the work on them. When there's a problem, instead of taking it somewhere and paying a whole bunch of money, he'll do what I do, which is get on YouTube and figure out how to fix it yourself.
Yeah, that's what I've really learned that from you guys, that you don't always have to be lazy and go do it, like make people do it for you. You can, now that internet's changed a lot, you can just search it up instead of having to pay all this money.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like Mr. James, he grew up in an environment where he didn't learn basic things. Like when you are ready to drive, you better believe I'm going to teach you how to change the oil in your car. I'm going to teach you how to change your tire. I'm going to teach you all the things that G-Daddy taught me. Mr. James never learned a lot of those things. So like the basics of like putting air in a tire is like kind of hard. The like learning how to troubleshoot a sprinkler system is pretty hard for him because he's never had to do that. He's never learned it.
I've never even heard of troubleshoot sprinklers.
Well, you know what troubleshoot means?
No, I do not.
Okay, so this is a word that you're going to need to know because it is in about every manual of anything you ever buy. So troubleshooting means you have a problem, and so you troubleshoot to figure out the solution to the problem.
Do you just find out, like...
Yeah, so you're like, okay, so for instance, let's go with... let's go with the lamp won't work. So you're turning the knob on a lamp and it won't cut on. What's the problem? What could be the problem? I'm asking you.
Maybe it's not plugged in. Maybe you need a new light bulb.
You just troubleshooted. So now you go to check to see if it's plugged in. So now if it's plugged in and it still won't work, then what do you go to next? The light bulb. That's troubleshooting. So you go through the list of problems that it could be, and then you check off the list until you get to the problem that it is, and then you fixed your problem. That's troubleshooting. So you'll hear that word for the rest of your life. But you're in probably one of the coolest times to be alive.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you've experienced this worldwide pandemic with COVID. You were old enough to experience it and remember it. Your brother and sister will not. Like, Reese was way too young. Beckham was just young enough to where he may remember, like, people in masks, but he won't remember the way the economy functioned and the way we felt and the way he won't remember any of that stuff. But you will. You're also in the beginning of this AI revolution.
I'm worried about that.
I'm obsessed with AI. I'm obsessed with ChatGPT and Bard. And
I have heard that that app isn't the greatest app to be on because we had this officer come to our school and talk about, like, internet. If you have friend accepted anyone, stranger you don't know, you've never seen them in real life, he was saying how don't consider those friends. If you talk to them on the mic and they're strangers, you've never seen them in real life, don't consider them friends. He was saying unfriend them, even though I've never done that. But
do you talk to random people on Madden? And
no, I don't.
Because you don't have that function turned on, right?
I did one time. I didn't talk to them, but I went to Madden online and they had their mic on. And I came and talked to you about this. As there was people on Madden,
yeah.
And they were cussing all the time. Like, they
that
were
was
saying,
when we got that subscription thing, right?
Yeah, that's what, because I had always wanted to play Madden online because I thought it was the coolest thing. I'd watch all these people play. Like, there's just, you might think this name is funny, but it's this Madden guy. I loved watching him. I kind of stopped. His name was Yo Boy Pizza. You might think that's a weird name, but
I think we used to call people Yo Boys. I think if Mom was out here, I'd ask her, but I think that Yo Boy used to be a term for like a hippie kind of. I don't know. I may be wrong.
Well, yeah, and so they had been cussing a lot, and so I didn't play it a lot because this is what happened. So I played because I had wanted to, because Beckham, no offense to any of my friends or Beckham, but I didn't have a good competition. No offense to them, but I'd win every time. It wasn't fun winning every time. But when you get that subscription, you can play online and play different people.
Yeah, but those different people are adults.
Some of them were adults. Well, I only saw one person. He was like a teenager. I didn't see him, but I heard him.
You could hear, and you still don't know. And I mean, it could be a kid your age cussing that shouldn't be, but you did the right thing coming to tell me about it. But, I mean, back to what you were saying earlier, first off, I didn't know that the officer had come to school and talked to you about that, because that's a huge deal. Because online is going to be, and it is getting to where it's a known thing. Like, there's predators online. There's people that are trying to exploit you, that try to pretend to be your friend. Have you ever heard about the famous Prince scam?
No.
That's been around for years. Okay, so.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about, like, those text scams? He did teach us that there's errors in texts of scammers that there are errors in it, but your mind tricks you. Like, we were seeing this thing, and no one could find the error. But your brain, after you read the word once, if you read it again and it's messed up, you're going to switch it. So we saw Netflix, like Netflix
instead of,
Netflix.
Yeah.
We read it and it said Netflix. It was like a Netflix thing. And then it said Netflix after that. And we changed it to Netflix, mm-hmm. like we're used to. So he was saying how there's errors in that that you can see. But I've had a scam like that, but I never do anything about scams because I don't know what to do. I just delete it.
When somebody texts you?
Yeah, like it's well, just random.
Yeah, so in this age, I mean, me and Mom get scam of spam. Spam is different than scam. Spam is like
a company.
Well, yeah, it's somebody trying to like sell you insurance. Hey, we're calling about your insurance. That's spam calls. That's somebody trying to sell you something. Scams are different. Scams are when I fell for a scam one time in Tuscaloosa. You want me to tell you the story?
Sure.
Okay, so I was a bartender during college, and I left work at the bar, and I was going to go meet friends at another bar called 4th and 23rd.
Did you guys have, like, rivals, and you'd, like, steal each other's stuff?
We didn't steal each other's stuff. We
didn't you say?
Yeah, we had all kinds of fun games that we played inside the city with all the different bars because there was like this cool fraternity of bartenders. And so when we get off work in the middle of the night, because I had been a bartender for a year before they ever put the curfew in. So in Tuscaloosa, my senior year, they put a curfew in where bars had to close by 2 a.m. Before that, bars could stay open all night long. You could stay open until the sun came up. And so when the curfew kicked in, what we would do is we would close our bar down, and then another bar would secretively open in the city. And there was a text message chain that went around at that time. And believe it or not, this is right in the beginning of text messages. So you'd have a text message chain, and people would tell you where it was going to open that night. And so the bar would lock their door, they would make everybody leave, they'd lock their door, and then they'd unlock the back door, and all the bartenders and servers and friends of them would go to that bar in the back door, and the bartenders that were working that night in the bar that was open would serve you, and they would make tips off you. So if you were the bar that hosted people on that night, you would make thousands of dollars. Thousands on tips because you had other bartenders coming in. Every bartender tips really well to other bartenders just because you know that world, because that's how you make your money. You don't make money hourly, and you're there all night long. So you're working 8, 10 hours, and then we would go eat breakfast somewhere. It was a lot of fun. But anyways, so I was going to meet friends one time, and there was this really well-dressed black guy that was walking down the sidewalk with me, and he was like, "Hey man," he goes, "I've got an issue." He said, I can't remember the story verbatim, but basically he's like, "I'm one of the assistant coaches to, I think it was either Price or DeBose at the time before Saban got there." And who was the coach right before Saban? I can't remember. Do you know?
No, I don't.
So
I don't remember.
He says, "I'm one of the assistant coaches. I have locked my keys in my car, and I need, he had this really awesome, long story short, he had this really awesome story, but he just needed a couple dollars in order to do something. And then if I could take him around the corner to his car, then, he had money in there that he could give me back my money that I loaned him." And I was like, "Sure." I'd just come from the bar and I had hundreds of dollars of cash in my pocket because it was all tips. And so I pulled out and he saw all the money I had.
Oh no.
And then, so he kept saying this. And so he was like, "Could you just give me a ride, man?" He goes, "It's no problem." He goes, "Look, this week," he goes, "I'm going to get your number. I'm going to call you and you're going to come by the athletic facility. I'm going to give you a free tour of the facility for helping me out. And so I geeked out over that. I was like, heck yeah, man, that's gonna be awesome. You know, I was like, cool. So we pull up and we're going by Taco Bell and he goes, hey man, he goes, I haven't eaten. I'm so hungry. Can we go through the Taco Bell drive through? And I was like, sure. So went through and got him $20 worth of Taco Bell. So then he's like, hey, do you mind? He said, I'm giving you your money back anyway. He goes, I really want a pack of cigarettes. Can we pull in the gas station, which was right beside the Taco Bell?
To be honest, I kind of catch on with the nowadays because they keep asking to spend money. You kind of catch on.
Yeah. And I, at this point, right after Taco Bell, I was like, something's fishy about this. And so then he has me, he goes, hey, my car's right over there. So we pull over to where his car is. We pull over. He goes, pull right here in this parking lot. He goes, that's my bike, is what it was. He goes, I'm going to ride it to my car.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I pull over, and I'm shaking my head like, I am scammed. This guy's going to pull out a gun any minute now. He gets out of the car, walks over to the bike, gets on the bike, and rides off. And I never see him again.
I mean, to be honest, at that point, I'd kind of be relieved, and I'd be like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad he didn't have like anything to harm me.
Yep. So I kind of was, but at the same time, I was just shaking my head because I'm out like $100, you know, because this guy was asking for like 60, and then I think I spent, you know, 40 on Taco Bell and cigarettes. So anyways, I got scammed, and nowadays it's going to be more of a prolific thing, but, and you've got AI that's going to be integrated in everything. I don't know. It's interesting. The world we live in is moving at an alarming pace. Yeah. Everything is so moving so fast.
But this is a big change of subject, but, as I was saying earlier, I feel like I haven't really said I'm bored. As you guys, back then, that was a big thing you guys would get annoyed with, is if you guys were working and I'd say, I'm bored. Ever since I got the PS5, I feel like I stopped because I kind of have this thing. If I'm bored, I go to the PS5. After the PS5, I usually go hang out with friends. And then after that, I usually come back and maybe watch some Typical Gamer, as I love watching him. And then sometimes Yo Boy Pizza. And yeah, that's kind of what I do. And then now that it's summer, we have the pool. So maybe sometimes in you guys' free time, hanging out with you guys, we could just go to the pool. And then we go to the pool. And by the time that's all happens, we usually are with friends for like maybe 4 hours. And after friends, we usually have used like half of the day up, and then PS5 maybe 2 hours. And then watching a phone maybe like an hour, which is 3 hours of screen time, which is probably not very good. But I do have glasses. They're blue light glasses. So
yeah.
I used to think, the first day I got the PS5, like the first full day, when you used to tell me that it's fine if I watch TV. Like you say, get off your screen, just come watch some TV. So that made my brain think that TV isn't blue light. It's not bad for you. So the day I got my PS5, I played 8 hours. And I just told myself, oh, this isn't blue light. It's not bad for you. And then one day, you told me, and I was like,
"Well, you know, Mom talked
8 hours.
Mom
10
talked
hours
to her eye doctor, and he said that he was not convinced that blue light was an issue. But anything screens, it is stimulating, and we do watch a lot of screens. We, you know, it's all monitored now.
I feel like nowadays everything's like revolved around technology. Like,
yeah,
without technology, I feel like the world would just collapse.
Wouldn't collapse. It'd probably go back to a much more peaceful and harmonious state.
What I mean about that is a lot of things are used with technology, if that shut down, the world would be a lot, like, there'd be a lot of problems because lot of things were run by technology.
So much is run off technology.
Yeah, so.
I mean, look at what we're doing now with the podcast.
We're using technology.
Yeah.
So.
Just for fun.
Yeah, and, yeah, I mean, everything's different. And what a cool thing about the PS5 is you can also record YouTube videos. But I've told myself that I'm going to make a YouTube video. But every time I've tried, you know, there's this thing we have. I tried to get my account on my phone so I can, like, get the videos. But now I have to ask you to send them to me. And some of them are just not sending, like,
yeah,
that one big one that I wanted to use as my first video didn't.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
But then I stopped because I had this weird fear of getting hacked. Like, I had so much money spent on Fortnite, like, so much. Maybe $1,000 worth of Fortnite.
You're talking about real money or Fortnite?
Yeah, real money. $1,000 probably.
Jeez.
With maybe not.
I know during COVID, wasn't there one time when me and mom came to you and we were like, look, this month we've spent $400 on Fortnite.
$300. That was a big thing. I was like, but what I had to try and explain was I had $200 of birthday money.
And I
lost track of how much money I had. So I kept asking you guys, can I spend my money? And then when mom checked, I thought I still had more money to spend.
Yeah.
But when you really spend all that money, you really, at this age, you really learn how much it adds up. Like, like Fortnite, I thought $16 compared to $200 was nothing. But when you spend like $16 every, like, maybe every 2 days when that month,
it adds up.
Adds up.
Yeah, to be a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was crazy, but maybe not $1,000, but worth of skins. Because you can, I don't know if you know about this deal, but the battle pass that you've let me buy like every season is $8.
Yep.
And you know how much money worth of skins you can get off of it? You can get, so each skin is usually $16.
Okay.
But in the battle pass, there's 10 pages.
Okay.
10 pages, each one has a skin or a skin style.
So you get 10 skins.
10 skins, 10 times 16.
Wow.
And that's only $8. But wait, the item shop, usually you have to pay extra for the bundle to get like the extra pickaxe. The pickaxe is usually an extra 800 V-Bucks, and 800 V-Bucks is 1,000, 1,000 V-Bucks. You have to pay $8 for that because then you'll have an extra 200. But that all adds up, and on each page, there's 150 V-Bucks that you can get. So each page has 150 V-Bucks. Each page has a skin or a skin style. And each page has a pickaxe and a back bling and a loading screen. And one page could be worth like maybe $20 because of how much that skin would be in the item shop. So it's a big deal. The bonus rewards has styles too. And it has maybe like 12 pages, I think. And it's all different styles. It has some V-Bucks in it, I'm pretty sure. It's crazy because there's like, back then they had like maybe like a cool blue, like. But the bonus rewards are my favorite part of like every Battle Pass season because you get like, so there was this season, it was last season, it was Hades. It was a big thing.
Well, they did the whole, the Greek
Greek gods.
That was pretty cool, I thought.
It was really cool. But, so Hades, in the bonus rewards, you could get the purple style. So instead of being green fire, it'd be purple, and the, like, robe and all that would be purple.
Okay, so they do, Fortnite has a season, and it's a seasonal theme. Like, this last one was the Greek god, so you have Zeus and Hades, and is Achilles in there?
Achilles, like the Achilles ankle? Like him?
Yeah, but I don't guess.
Are you thinking of Ares?
No. Anyways.
Achilles isn't in there.
So you have a season, and you have all these cool new skins and cool new items that are in the shop that are associated with these new skins and these new characters. Your season ends. Those characters go away. But if you purchase them.
You keep them. Yeah, that's what's so crazy. There's a skin called the Renegade Raider. If it was in the item shop right now, and it wasn't rare, no one would buy it. Like, no one. Unless you're see stuff like you're in more. It's not, in my opinion, a good-looking skin. But the Renegade Raider was a skin in Season 1, first ever. One of the first ever skins in Season 1 when it came out in 2017, I'm pretty sure. Maybe 2017. And so it's the biggest thing. Like, if you have Renegade Raider, there's people selling their accounts.
Because you're an OG.
Because you're an OG, yeah. Yep. There's people selling their accounts that have Renegade Raider on it.
For the old people listening, OG means like, original gangster.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, what do you think it meant?
Just original. I don't know why. But I was like, what does that stand for?
It's a term that was coined by, I think, my generation. So if you were an OG, you were somebody that's been around long enough to see or experience or do the thing that you're obsessed with now. They saw it from the beginning. So if you're an OG, it just means that you're an experienced person, original gangsta.
Yeah, so if you were an OG and you had Renegade Raider on your account, there was people selling like their account for like 300, maybe more than that, just if they had Renegade Raider and like two other skins, they'd sell it for maybe even more.
Yeah, that's
fine. Everyone wants it. But here's the annoying thing is, so when Apple split apart from Fortnite, I played Fortnite on an Apple device.
Yeah, I know. You lost all that,
so
right?
So I lost it, but...
Did you have Renegade Raider?
No, I had some skins that were awesome, but I didn't. I only had like maybe 20 skins, 10 skins, but I had full gold Midas. I don't know if you think full gold Midas was hard. Like, everyone wants it, or at least most people. Like, I would love to have full gold Midas again. A couple, maybe 2 months, 1 month ago, remember when I asked to play Fortnite on your computer?
Mm-hmm.
I found my old account with all those skins. But I had already started up and have, now I have like 200 something skins.
So you can't, but you can't merge accounts.
I can't. I searched it up and I was so sad because all those skins. Well, not all the skins. I didn't have a lot, but it was just.
It'd be cool to have them.
It'd just be cool because they're close to OG. So after it shut down, like with Apple and Fortnite, there was the coolest seasons I would ever want. They had the Mandalorian in the Battle Pass.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They had Iron Man. They had Thor.
Yep.
They had Doctor Doom. They had all these superheroes. And they had the coolest bonus reward styles and coolest map. I used to watch hours of videos during COVID every day. I just watch hours of Typical Gamer playing during that season. I've watched almost every video in his channel.
Well, I will say that Fortnite is one of the most iconic games to ever be released. I mean, I remember I remember being a kid and buying our first Nintendo and playing that. And I did do some video games, but I was never into it near the amount that like Uncle Jason was.
Yeah, I think Beckham kind of got that from you. He's not a big gamer. Like, he'll have his account, but can I tell you one fun fact? Or not really fun, but it's kind of like extreme fact.
Yep, go ahead.
I've put more hours on Fortnite on the PS5 than Beckham has put hours on his Switch.
Wow.
And that's saying something. That's like...
Yeah, that's a lot.
But that's on the PS5. I got that thing last year, yeah, last Christmas.
That's a lot. All right, so good first podcast. What do we want to see? What do we want to talk about next time? We got to have Beckham on so he can be part of this.
Yeah. If he wants to.
If he wants to be. We got middle school coming up. We're going to have more football to talk about. We've got Father Ryan Titans camp next week.
Next Thursday, yeah.
Next Thursday. So you're going to get to hang out with Titans players and...
No, not...
No?
What? It's called Titans camp because you get to go and train, but I don't think you get to meet Titans players, but all I know is that after the camp, you get free tickets.
Well, we paid for them.
$30 tickets, right?
$38, which is a lot cheaper than normal, but yeah.
They're usually like $100 maybe, right?
More. I mean, our tickets that we went to last year in the nosebleed section, yeah, they were expensive. That's why it only took me, you, and Beckham. But so we've got Father Ryan camp next week, then we're going to have you've got Deer Run soon, and then you've got the Father Ryan week-long camp.
Yeah, but I wish that I could change what week that is.
I know.
Because my coach went through this long thing, and he was saying how, like, he'd only missed one practice in his whole childhood of football. And that one practice was because he, like, broke his wrist or something, and they didn't want him to come. Well, and that really, like, he was saying how it really, like, hurt him how, like, people are working. Like, he says, how can you guys sit at home and miss a practice and be lazy and sit there and not be mad that your teammates are working right now to get better than you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I get that. But
and I was saying how, like, to Mom, I don't want to miss a practice because he watches who doesn't come. He watches who comes. And if there's a JV team, if I want to be a starter, I want to come to every single practice.
Totally get it.
To like prove that.
Yep.
I can.
Yep. And so we're gonna talk with your coach and we're gonna see if we can work something out. We don't know the solution yet, but we're working the problem.
Yeah.
So it'll be okay. And then, not long after all that, you've got school will be starting back. So, sometime.
Yeah, in like August 5th, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
On your birthday. School ended on Mom's birthday. I think it starts on your birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. I just realized that.
So, I don't have any outgoing music. Do you want to sing for us? We're going to have we're going to have an episode on girls. We're going to have an episode on...
Do you think we should put Reese on this podcast and see what she does?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like...
There's no way we can't.
I know, but, like, with her age, it's kind of like...
No, it'll be a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have to corral her and Reese, let somebody else talk.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, that's...
So, it'll be what it is, but it'll be fun. And very few people will listen to this, and then, but we'll have all these cool recordings for us when we're older, and that you can listen back to in the future. your kids can listen to. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I had grandkids listening to me talk to you when you were 11 years old. That'd be neat.
I've always wondered what it will be like in the future.
Well, we'll find out. All right. Yeah. Till next time. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.